Hello and welcome to Galactic Goddess Podcast. I'm your host, Radha Nelia, and today we are going to be discussing the importance of forgiveness, and specifically the Ho'oponopono prayer, how it can heal your life, and how taking 100% responsibility is the cure to healing old programs, okay, to healing your life and to having a life that you want. Because so many of us, all of us, have been through so many situations where we've been hurt, where there's been anger, where there's been pain, and we don't understand why we're not healing from them. We could be angry at somebody, right? And holding that anger inside of our heart because they did something legitimately wrong or hurtful or cruel or abusive, you know? And there's a reason to be angry. Yes, I am not poo-pooing that at all. But there is something about forgiveness that is so important that we must also acknowledge. Now, I just want to make a disclaimer. You know, if somebody wrongs you and violates you or crosses boundaries or does something that's against the law, of course, you're going to go through the protocols, you know. You're going to take things legally. You're going to take care of things the way that they should be taken care of. But then, on a personal note, things can still be very hurtful. You know, you can go to bed and wake up every day angry with a huge resentment in your heart. And I know all about that. I wrote a book about forgiveness, Kuan Yin Goddess Code Activations. I wrote that book for you, for everyone, for myself, because all of us have had heartbreaking situations and we've all had to forgive someone who betrayed us, right? But here's the part that I'm excited to tell you about, is that it's important to go through all the processes, right? So, you know, anger, grief, and then we want to come to a process of forgiveness after you work that shit out. Because anytime we don't forgive, anytime we are holding on to deep resentments and we carry them in our body, it is a poison that is killing us. It is a poison that causes dis-ease, and we can't afford that. We are here, my friends, and if you're listening, I also invite you to be part of the cleanup crew. We are here to do a very important job, a very, very important job. And this is cleaning up our beliefs, our anger, our resentment, our pain, because not only is it ours, we are most probably manifesting our generational load of pain and suffering. And this is found to be true through epigenetics, where we are downloaded with the programs of our ancestors. Our life did not just start when we were born. Our life was created by the actions and the thoughts and the deeds of our ancestors. We are here playing out the programs they created, and we are here to be the conduit of change. The wind of change has come, my friends. We are here. You can see everything that is created in the world, all of it, all of it, all of it. The weather patterns, the violence, the wars. We are all part of that. And you can say, well, I have nothing to do with that. But if we take 100% responsibility, we are co-creating every single event that happens in the world with our thoughts, with our feelings, with the programs we are running. We are not responsible in some degree, yes, but we are also responsible for the programs that are running and playing, that are manifesting So I'm here to remind you of your personal power, that even if you feel like, I don't feel powerful, I feel like shit, I'm so angry at so-and-so, I've been wronged. Well, you know what? Join the club. Everyone's been wronged. Everyone's been through shit. You know, everyone has had to go through monumental amounts of struggle. Okay? But guess what? You get to be the co-creator of your life. And if you get stuck in that cycle of I'm always a victim, I'm always a victim, I'm always a victim, stuff always happens to me, you are only manifesting. That is a damn program. That in itself is a program. Watch the programs play out. Watch them. Be the observer. Don't always be caught in the program when it's happening. That's called curiosity. That's intrigue. Right? So we are here as power players. No matter how insignificant you may think your life is, you are a huge power player in how this reality shows up for yourself and for everyone. That is why I've always been an advocate of energy healing. That is why I started to understand that chasing the shiny object out there wasn't going to change anything. That the only time things change is when our perceptions of them change, and when we change, when we choose to heal. I say this because I myself have been on the healing journey for such a long time, over a decade. Okay? And I realized when I started my healing for myself, I was running infinite programs, okay, sabotage programs, self-destructive programs, victim programs, you name it, it was running through me. I mean, I was here as a cleanup crew, and my lineage needed the cleaning, okay? So when I took responsibility and said, enough, 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 I'm not gonna, you know, solve everything at once, but I'm going to dedicate my life. I'm going to dedicate my life to changing these programs. Things started to shift. My luck changed. I had the worst luck of anyone that I knew for so long, but it was because my programs were bad luck programs. You know, they were self-defeating programs. You know, so I laugh about it because it is funny. It's funny when you are able to step back. It's funny when you are able to see the big picture. When you're caught in the program, it's not funny. It is the worst nightmare of your life. But guess what? You're listening right now. So you, my friend, are a co-creator of this universe, of this world. You have that kind of power. So if shitty things are happening, it's because you're so powerful. You're co-creating that. If magnificent things are happening, it's because you're co-creating that too. So it's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow to be 100% responsible for everything. And even for me, you know, but here's the thing. It's important to process everything that happens, to go through the emotions. I am not one for spiritual bypassing. I am an advocate of emotions and feelings. You have to feel to heal. If you are numbing out, if you are just jumping to, oh, everything's great, love and light, and there's a whole basement of fury going on, that's going to catch up and that's going to cause dis-ease. That's going to cause things that you don't want, all right? That's the undercurrent of what's really going on. You can cover up. It's like you could have a cavity and get a veneer, but if a cavity is brewing and it's eating your tooth away, you're going to be toothless. You know what I'm saying? You cannot beat around the bush. You got to go through it. And that takes courage, so much courage. But I'm here today to share with you something that I think is absolutely incredible. So Dr. Hugh Len was stationed as a therapist on a Hawaiian, it was a jail, it was also a psychiatry center, because these patients and inmates were considered the most violent, most dangerous, and insane inmates in any of the jails, right? This prison was a specialty prison that only dealt with the most dangerous. So traditional therapy was having absolutely no effect. So they were all getting sedated every day, sedated so that they would just shut up because they were just unbearable and highly dangerous to the staff and also to the therapist. So Dr. Hugh Len said, okay, I will work here, but these are my conditions. I am going to do a session, you know, the hour session with my clients, but I'm not going to see them. I'm going to open their files. And so for each hour that he spent with his clients, he tuned into their energy. He tuned into their energy. And this is why distance healing works, because it's not about having the person in front of you. It is about the intention. And his intention was healing. His intention was also to take 100% responsibility. He was saying, why are these crazy dangerous people showing up in my reality, right? So when we understand that we create and we co-create our reality and we co-create others and how they show up for us, we create how others show up for us. So he created this prayer, and I'm going to say it for part of this. You know, that's all I'm going to do is just say it as a mantra, just so you can hear it. So the first part is, I'm sorry. As you take responsibility for everything in your own mind, and not that it's out there, but it's in here. You know, if you're feeling this chaotic energy and someone chaotic shows up, we created that into our reality. And once you realize that, it's natural to feel sorry, because sorry for being unconscious. Sorry, I'm so sorry I was so unconscious that I created you to be this way. All right? We can shift reality when we take responsibility. And this is not about blame. This is about love, and this is about healing, because we can make all the excuses in the world, but everything we see is because we are co-creating it. All the imbalance in the world is a reflection of the imbalance from within. It's very challenging to be balanced at this time, because there's even more energetic shifts going on. There is there's so much that we don't yet comprehend, but when we take responsibility, we can shift it. So this realization can be very painful, and we can resist it, saying, it's not my fault. I didn't cause this person to break my heart. I'm not responsible for anyone else out there. Well, when we understand that we are responsible for what's in here, that we have the ability to shift reality through our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, we will be responsible. And so when we say, I'm sorry, it's because I'm sorry I was so unconscious that I co-created this disaster, all right? So then the next step is the forgiveness. Please forgive me. It doesn't matter who you're asking. I could just tell the universe, please forgive me. And you say it over and over and again. We might be atoning for something our great-great-grandfather did. Maybe he killed somebody. Maybe he stole money. Maybe he cheated on his family or walked out on his family. You know, I don't know. It could be vice versa with a woman. I'm just using that as an example. We don't know. We don't really know all the details of our ancestors for seven generations. All we know is that we are the ones who are experiencing the result of it. So, please forgive me. Please forgive me. When we ask to be forgiven, we are creating positive karma. So who cares what happened? Let's just come to a place of forgiveness. Please forgive me. All right, the third one is thank you. It doesn't matter again who you're thanking. Thank your body for all it does for you. Thank yourself for being the best you can be. Thank the creator. Thank the universe. Thank your heart for pumping for you. Thank whoever it is that you need to forgive. Or thank the person that you want to forgive you. It's just as simple as saying thank you. And then step four is I love you. Again, it doesn't have to be specific to anyone. I love you. I love you, universe. I love you to this beautiful world. I love you to all the children that are being born. I love you to all the star seeds that are doing the great work in the world. I love you to all the beautiful artists that are creating inspiring, you know, images. I love you to the creator. I love you, Kuan Yin, for showing me compassion. I love you, even to an ex-lover who hurt me because you did bring some beauty into my life. I love you. There's nothing as powerful as I love you. There's nothing more real than the word I love you. And there's nothing more beautiful than feeling that. So it doesn't even matter. You can just say it. Say it until you feel it, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and start to recite this prayer. And all you have to do is just sit back and listen. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So, this is what we recite as a mantra and as a prayer. And you can just say it throughout the day in your head, at work, in the car, wherever. When you think of somebody that has hurt you, you say this. When you think of someone that you're angry at, you can say this. When you think of a politician you don't like, you can say this. All right, we are here to clear karma, and it's not an easy process. There is validity in all of our processes. So going through anger is valid, you know, going through sorrow is valid. But also, we must clear karma, and we are not always aware of what's been created, what's being manifested because of the unconscious programs that are running. We do not understand why self-sabotage programs show up or why something horrible is happening outside in the world. And where we gain our power is starting with forgiveness. And as we start to heal through forgiveness, we are cleaning up the vibrational resonance within our self, within our lineage, and within the world. If every person took responsibility, our world would be completely healed, completely clean. We would be in peace, and we would have food that was good for us, you know, water that is clean. We would have shifted the vibrational resonance. The disasters that show up are partially because we are in vibrational resonance of negative karma and chaos. So this is not about blame. This is about being empowered. And again, there are many ways to be empowered, but on a personal level, you can be as angry as you want at the president. You can go to bed angry at him, wake up angry at him. And if you're not doing anything about it inside, on a personal level, guess who gets sick? Guess who gets dis-ease? Guess who gets imbalanced? Guess who gets poisoned from hate? Okay, we have to live with ourselves day in and day out. So we take responsibility for what's going on inside of us, even the stuff we cannot see. And so I'm sharing this because I love you. I care for you. I care for our world, and I care for the well-being of us all. We are a collective, although we are very much individual. We are all part of the same body, and we want to work together. We want to be in harmony within ourselves, and that is how we can create harmonious relationships with others, okay? So I hope you enjoyed this. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. Thanks for tuning in to this show. I hope you enjoyed it. Please feel free to share some comments. Let me know what you'd like me to create next. I am here to be of service. And I'm sending you so much love as always. Signing off. This is Radha.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.